Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got a lot to cover today. I already know something that I want to talk to you about tomorrow. I'll have to tell you about that later in the show. But first, make sure you know how to get in with us. If you are looking for me on Twitter, at Fogel said what, F-O-G-E-L said what, you don't have to tweet at me there. If you want to text in, I'm all for it. 71307, start that text with ESPN. And of course, your calls are welcome. 1-844-477-3776. Feel free to call in. It's a Monday. Some people like to call it Overreaction Monday. I actually just call it I Hate Getting Out of Bed Monday. Let's just be real. Let's not overreact about that. We all hate getting out of bed on a Monday. It's just a Monday. So if you'd like to air it out, feel free to do so. Text in, call in, tweet in, whatever you want to do. I like hearing your thoughts. Love me or hate me. I always tell you, let me know. It really doesn't bother me. Diesel, how we doing, though, man? How was your weekend? Before we get into, you know, what this show's got to offer, did anything special happen? How are you doing? I saw you tweeting about App State quite a bit.
Yeah, I rolled down to Atlanta to check out Georgia State Stadium for the first time, which is a weird experience. I don't know if you've ever been to a game in a converted baseball stadium or just, you know, they do those games like Yankee Stadium and Fenway Park, the bowl games. It's just weird, you know? It's just not right. The sight lines aren't right. You know, the sidelines don't line up straight. The stands don't line up straight down the sidelines, which makes you feel and you're sort of drunk. It's just an odd feeling.
Yeah, no, it totally is. I've played in a baseball football stadium and like the temporary fence in left through, you know, center field basically, and like guys can run through it and stuff. It's a disaster. But you're right, sight lines. It's so funny you say that. Like that matters. In the weirdest way, even if you go to like a baseball game and you're down the right field line, let's say, and those seats, which in older stadiums, they are not angled towards home plate. They're just, if you were to sit there and look forward, you're looking out like over the center field wall and it makes no sense, which now they angle the seats. But that's something funny that I notice in newer stadiums is they get those sight lines right. It's a goofy thing about going to certain stadiums. Some of them have it and some don't. Even the new ones, sometimes they screw it up. That's weird, though. I agree. That would have been a different experience. I get what you're saying. I totally do. It sounds like you're trying to make something out of nothing, but it's really true. Because, I mean, it's all about the experience now, you know?
Sure.
Like, and we've talked about this.
Yeah, and I mean, I know that Georgia State's not going to do anything about it because it would be way too expensive to go in and re-angle all of the seats to point them straight at the field. They're not going to do that. They're just going to leave it feeling kind of wonky. I mean, they didn't even have a stadium until 3 years ago, so I guess it's better than nothing. But it's really weird outside of what would have been the old first baseline, which is now behind the end zone, because you know that a baseball diamond does not have a true right angle behind home plate. Usually they have that little bulge or the seats sort of taper in towards the field in a different way. And so, like I said, it just gives you that feeling that you're a little bit drunk, because if you're in the end zone on the left-hand side and you're in the front row, you're 15 yards off the field. But if you're in the right corner of the end zone, you're 5 yards off the field. And it's just, it tapers in, and it's an odd thing.
Hey, nothing like a good old drunk feeling at a game of any sorts. All right,
never been there.
That is best. No, have to be. That is the best takeaway that I'm going to take from your story. Hey, here's what's coming up later in the show. So next segment, we'll get into what's going on with Clemson. I want to talk now about, man, Saturday was just horrendous. We'll talk about that in a second. Clemson next segment later on Saturday. There was just so much to unpack, from Tua to even Kaepernick. Something that people are missing with this whole Kaepernick NFL deal is that they are perfect for each other. Okay, I'll explain that later. Also, just a different conversation just about my observation of sports today. In today's game, I mean, Efficiency is something that I almost obsess over in life, but we don't really like it in sports. I'll explain that. That's a long conversation, but it's really not as complicated as you might think. And also, what you need to and should know about the cheating scandal in baseball, it has taken a new wild turn. How the Astros might have been, well, looks like they were communicating to their hitters how they were doing it. You really won't believe it. That's all coming up later. Right now, though, call in, text, and tweet in if you'd like your thoughts here on the South Carolina game on Saturday. My biggest takeaway from this game, number one, wow, that was boring. I mean, my God. Okay, the weekends are great for television, for cable. I still have cable. I'm one of those guys. But they're great because you have random movies on random channels. You know, it's like Gladiator on TNT, maybe Wedding Crashers on TBS, and like they play it over and over and over again. Well, on VH1, it was a Dumb and Dumber weekend. I love Dumb and Dumber, the most annoying sound of the world, everything about it. I love it. And I found myself switching back and forth between the South Carolina A&M game and Dumb and Dumber. And when South Carolina went to a commercial, I found myself going to Dumb and Dumber, and I would wait until that found a commercial. I wouldn't even wait a couple minutes and think, oh, well, the game's probably back. I didn't care. It got so hard to watch that that is what I was doing. And the reason why is because I hate when sports frustrate me, and that's exactly what South Carolina is doing to me, okay? I can't handle it anymore. It's more than just patience running thin. Like, this is the weird thing that I'm seeing on Twitter about South Carolina fans, and I think it's kind of unfair. It's that when people are talking about the Gamecocks, they're saying, well, you need to be more patient, and you need to be more patient for Will Muschamp. No. Okay, it's been 4 years. Some guys turn it around a lot quicker. Some guys, it takes time. And for those guys that it takes time, you start to see progress. I don't really think we've seen progress, number one. But why do we have to be patient here? We're allowed to be frustrated. As fans, as spectators, as anything, you can absolutely get frustrated and have the right to be impatient, especially when it's not like the expectations are absurd. I don't see South Carolina fans tweeting things about, oh, well, you know what? That's not fair that, you know, we're not ready for a national championship. Muschamp has to go. That's not right. Muschamp's got to go because we need to be title contenders now. Nobody's saying that. People are just realistic and getting frustrated with the fact that South Carolina isn't even competitive. And the one thing, the huge step back that they took, is just the fact that, I mean, Ryan Helinski, I won't say he's digressing, but his progress has come to a halt. That is the most damning observation you could possibly make about this program for this season. Straight up. That is the worst thing you could have possibly seen. A guy that had the moxie, the charisma, everything you're looking for. Suddenly it feels like his progress has halted. And he's only a freshman, so you think, oh, well, he's got nowhere to go but up. And then this game, I can't watch more than 5 minutes of it at a time. Frustrating. It's totally okay to be frustrated, honestly. I don't think that anyone's off base here. I don't think it's off base to be impatient. You're not asking for something ridiculous. If you were a South Carolina fan saying, well, we need to get back to the national championship, or we need to get to one, we need to get in a college football playoff now, then I would say maybe pump the brakes. Get a competitive program in the SEC. Give yourself a chance. You're not even giving yourself a chance. You have the right to be frustrated. So that is my bone to pick with some of the things that I see, the shots being fired throughout social media and just in general about South Carolina. You absolutely have the right to be frustrated and impatient, because what you're asking for is just competitive football, and you're not getting it, and you're getting something much worse. You're having a team that's taking a step backwards. Without Edwards on the field, the offense was just a chicken with its head cut off, a gamecock with its head cut off. I did not do that on purpose. It just kind of happened that way. Not that cheesy, I promise. Your thoughts, and if I'm off base, if I'm wrong, if you don't think that Ryan Helinski is taking a step backwards because of things that are happening with this program and Will Muschamp, say so. I'll say it again. Text in 71307. Start your text with ESPN. And you can call 844-477-3776. If you're a Twitter person, I'm here for you. At Fogel said what, F-O-G-E-L said what. But that is my largest issue, is now they are playing for pride. The South Carolina Gamecocks are playing for pride, and you have a quarterback that needs to keep making progress. And this program, and whether you want to point the finger at Will Muschamp or not, is legitimately halting that progress, and I cannot watch it. I already told you I was switching between Dumb and Dumber in the game. I couldn't handle it. That's where I'm at. And look, if it was a really good team, like, not that Texas A&M is bad, the Jimbo effect is a little overrated, but there's still something there. That's more than South Carolina can say. Oh, man. That's where I'm at. And I, like, let me pull up this one tweet, actually, that I saw from Brad Crawford, if any of you follow him on Twitter. He said, I've spoken with a bunch of national folks this season who believe South Carolina fans are impatient. This is exactly what I'm talking about. And the expectations are too high. How? Expecting to show up for a bowl game, be competitive in roster advantage matchups, and beat Appalachian State at home is not too high in the SEC. Exactly. Brad is correct. It's at B Crawford 247. He's a writer, I believe, for 24/7 Sports, or a podcast, whatever he might be, analyst of college football. He said the exact same thing I'm thinking, and I've heard it before. Let me read that again. Expecting to show up for a bowl game, be competitive in roster advantage matchups, meaning having more talent and losing to a lesser school. No offense, Diesel. Appalachian State did outplay them in that game. But being competitive in the roster advantage matchups and beating a lower division school at home is not too high in the SEC. That is correct. There is nothing wrong with South Carolina fans to be impatient and unhappy with some of the results that they've seen in the last 4 years. And it's not even over. Oh, I don't know where to turn. If I'm a South Carolina fan, I'm not. I'm just saying, if I were you, I don't know where to turn. You have the right to be frustrated. I've said it since the week two, the last time. I think it was actually the first time that I came on the air here at ESPN Upstate. It's probably not your guy in Will Muschamp, and then you're willing to double down on him if you're the athletic director? Oof. Woof. Yeah, we'll talk more about it later. I'm sure we'll circle back to it. But coming up next, my concern for Clemson is confirmed after what I saw Saturday. It's one thing that I don't think should be overlooked. It could be a problem. I'll tell you about it next. Derek Fogel filling in straight up with Sturge. You're listening to ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yes, you are. If you'd like to join, please do. You're looking for me on Twitter at Fogel said what, F-O-G-E-L said what. Text in 71307. Start that text with ESPN. Call 844-477-3776. We're going to be talking Clemson football here in a second because I have one big problem, and it probably won't surprise you, with this Clemson team moving forward, and especially when we're talking expectations. But just something I noticed from Saturday that's beyond the final score that hopefully you've noticed as well when the Tigers have faced better teams. But first, I wanted to talk about this because it's something that during the breaks, there's always great conversations that happen. Some are obviously not for radio. This one was, fortunately. And it was just, you know, Diesel, this was another win for college football this weekend. Not that they're actually competing, the college football teams and NFL teams, but as far as entertainment goes, college football is just winning right now. The NFL just bores me sometimes. I know I was just saying how South Carolina had a boring game and I was having to switch back and forth, but by and large, the games were better. Look what happened with Baylor and Oklahoma. Even Georgia and Auburn, while it was slow, it was still a good game. There's just more to watch. The value's there. The do or die is there. I mean, why the NFL, the two premium matchups, or they were supposed to be, Bears-Rams on Sunday night, that was heinous. Mostly because of Mitchell Trubisky and the Rams are just underachieving this year. But then rewind to Texans and Ravens if you were flipping back and forth between an ugly Panthers-Falcons game and the other game going on with Texans and Ravens. That was supposed to be great. And the quarterback matchup of the week and of the season, and it fell on its face. The college football is winning right now, man. Diesel, I know you're not an NFL guy, and this is probably why, right? Because we hit this point in the season, which I talked about a couple weeks ago, where it's just like, yeah, it's 7-1 versus 2-6. You don't really care about the outcome. It doesn't affect either team that much. And that's just where we're at. College football won this weekend. The NFL sometimes just bores me, and it got me again. That and the South Carolina game. Switched to Dumb and Dumber. I told you, it was a Dumb and Dumber kind of weekend on VH1. They just kept playing it over and over again. Hadn't seen it in a while. I mean, Diesel, is that one of your top five, at least, for if there is a movie? Okay, there's always movies on TV that I feel like I can't turn off. And if I had to name three right off the bat, it would be The Dark Knight, Dumb and Dumber, and probably... I have a problem with the Bourne series. Whenever Jason Bourne is on, I can't turn it off.
Even the Jeremy Renner one?
No, just the Jason Bourne, Matt Damon versions.
Okay.
But it's embarrassing. I can't turn those off. Is Dumb and Dumber on that list for you?
Oh, Dumb and Dumber's on that list. Probably Idiocracy. I'll watch that one over and over and over again.
Any embarrassing ones? Like, I have Jason Bourne on that list. Come on, give me some level with
me
here.
How is the Bourne movie embarrassing? It's way better... Jason Bourne's way better than James Bond. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's just, I feel cheesy, you know?
Like, why?
Because there's literally like 57 words that Matt Damon says the entire movie or something like that. Someone counted them up and he has a total of like one page of, you know, to memorize.
I know that at this temperature and this altitude, I can run a dead sprint for 4 minutes. How do I know that?
Yeah.
That's a fantastic movie.
It is. It is. That's one of the lines. Good work on that. Proud of you.
It's close. It's not dead on, but it's close.
It's something
it's
like that.
It's the spirit of the quote. It's when he's trying to figure out how he is, who he is, or trying to, you know, he's like, I can go outside and run at a full sprint in this temperature for 4 miles or whatever. Like, why would that come to your mind?
Can you imagine? Can you imagine running at a full sprint for 4 miles? What a freak beast you must be. I mean, that'd be really cool to be able to do. There's no chance I'm ever, like, it's not one of those things like, oh, I should try that because it'd be a cool, no, that's not even something I want to try. But Dumb and Dumber was winning out on the NFL. I probably watched it definitely twice and bits and pieces for a third time through. That was the weekend for me. I'm not proud of it, but it happens. And then when The Dark Knight comes on, I mean, come on. Heath Ledger's. I can't
definitely,
help it.
Definitely. Yeah. I'll watch that one.
I can't help it. Like, I'm telling you, I watch it like I've never seen it before. It's embarrassing.
And it's the only one. You know, have you noticed they don't ever put the first one or the third one in that series on television?
It's just
The Dark Knight.
Yeah, why would you? It's the best movie, one of the best movies ever.
I've tried to watch The Dark Knight Rises, the third one,
yeah,
on Blu-ray at home, and it's the worst mixed audio of any movie I've ever watched. I'm not kidding. I have one of those, I have a Blu-ray surround sound system that's got the ability to create a custom sound effect.
Ooh.
For it. I had to create a custom sound effect for that movie because the audio is so bad.
Wow. That's I had no idea that was something that could have been overlooked. Are you sure that's not a you problem?
No, that's everybody. I've asked multiple people, and they say they have the same problem.
Huh. Wow. That's interesting. I really never would have noticed
that. The quiets are so quiet and the louds are so loud that you have to do something to try to, you know, modulate them in between or process them to get them towards the middle.
Yeah,
otherwise, you have to jack it up really loud to hear dialogue, and you have to bring it way back down when it gets loud.
Yeah,
and
nobody wants to... When you're watching a game and then it's kind of quiet and then you go to commercials and the commercials are blaring.
Yeah, nobody wants to have to watch a movie with the volume controller in hand.
Yeah. Oh, well, good to know. Now I guess I won't even try and watch that. Although also to be noted, TVs have terrible sound nowadays. You have to have either a sound bar or something. I swear they do it on purpose.
Sure they do.
It's horrible. Yeah, you're right, they do. It's all a scheme, right? It's all the system. All right, let's get to this Clemson Wake Forest game. You know, 52-3 doesn't really do it justice, because here's my one big problem I have for the Tigers. Maybe you've noticed it too, or at least I would say some of the best opponents the Tigers have seen this season. At the time, Syracuse. At the time, A&M, which they're still, you know, they're not much different than they were. And also Wake Forest. They're one of the better-ish teams that the Tigers have seen. They have a weak schedule. We know it. We don't need to rehash that. But what I noticed in all three games was a slow start. It seems like it takes too long for Clemson to find their stride. Just pump the brakes before you freak out, Tigers fans. Just think about it for a second. Go rewind to Syracuse. What was it, a 10-point lead? Trevor Lawrence overthrowing guys. The offense just taking deep shots. It's not working out. You finally hit your stride in the second half. Think about A&M. Close game until I would say Clemson was in control really the entire time, but it was still a lot closer than it should have been going into the half. Now rewind to Saturday. Wake Forest, really in the game until what? The last 3 minutes of the second quarter, where they ran into, I think, two touchdowns at least. And they might have had the field goal in there. I can't remember when that field goal got mixed in there. It doesn't matter. The point is, the last two touchdowns came within the last couple minutes before the half. That can't happen against good teams. When we're talking about Clemson going to the playoff, my concern is those good teams are going to be able to capitalize enough early on that the Tigers won't be able to rebound. I think that is a legitimate concern. I think it is a fair concern, and I don't think it should totally catch you off guard. If you're watching Clemson, that's just something that they've kind of done. They've been a little slow. And it's a problem when it comes to playing the better teams. So as far as expectation goes, for you're thinking, oh, well, Clemson's going to blow them out. They are this team. They're going to put up 1,000 points this year. We're going to put up 1 million in the college football playoff. Let's see how they start. All right, I think it's a legitimate question, something really to watch out for. But the two times against their best ACC opponents, Clemson has not looked dominant until the second half. I know the final scores. Okay, they dominated them in the second half. They played however many players, set a record in what game? I forgot. They got to play someone's son. You know what I'm talking about. It was a blast. Sure, they got control. But it takes too long. And then look what happens when you leave a team in there too long. North Carolina. Boy, did they linger a little bit. That was a scary, fun game. Well, fun in hindsight, not as fun when you were watching it. If I'm supposed to believe that they're a real title contender, then you need to follow up with a statement game, with another statement that happens early on. Look at what Alabama was doing. People wanted to slam Alabama for starting Tua. But they needed to blow them up in the first half before they could put the second team in. Look what happened when they had the second team in. They put up 3 points. All right? You had to blow them up to pass the eye test. This is the moments that Clemson can pass the eye test. For people that think that their schedule is a cupcake, which it is, but for the people that are looking to be convinced, they're not doing a good job if you're watching the first half. The final score tells a lot for people that don't watch. If you're watching, you see a slow start. That's just where the biggest one thing, if I'm going to nitpick, and you can do that with the really good teams. So don't get mad at me if I'm nitpicking your really good team. That's what you have to do because you want them to be the best, correct? Correct. You want them to be national champions again. That's what they have to do. They have to start faster. So if there's one thing they have to do in a couple of weeks in South Carolina, in Columbia, you're going to have to rout them early. And unfortunately for Gamecocks fans, that is entirely possible. Texter says, Born Series on USA Now. Well, you know, I actually watched it on USA when they went full commercial free for some reason. I don't know why. Or it was like 30 seconds of commercials and that's it. And then it jumped right back to the movie. It was great. And I watched it through, I think, like 2 times, Born Ultimatum. Noah Vosa, you're going down, man. Pam Landy, shout out.
He's wrong because Chicago PD is on USA Network.
Oh, God, don't tell me. Are you a Chicago Dick Wolf guy?
No.
You like all the Chicago? Okay.
No, I don't like any of those shows. He just, you know, he just got my hopes up, and he's wrong. Chicago PD is on.
Okay.
God, yeah, who is this guy?
You know, I don't know. Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, Chicago, what is it, Law and Order?
I can't watch any of those cop shows, firefighter shows, EMT shows, doctor shows. Can't watch them. They're all the same.
You know what they need? It's Chicago Law. You know what they need is Chicago Sewage and Sanitation.
Now, that would be fun because it would just all be mob guys burying bodies.
It would all just be poop because that's what those shows are. I don't understand how people buy into that. Are you a Law & Order SVU guy? Some people can sit and watch. I don't get it. Thank you, Diesel. I don't get it.
I just like to hear the dong dong. That's it. I just want to hear like once. Is that show or is that a different show? I don't know.
No, that's it. I think that's all the Law & Orders. I don't think it necessarily dong, dong. Has to be SVU. Yeah. And it's like it gives you the time and place and street address in New York. And you're
they're
like,
all so badly written. They're all so badly written. And you know what it is? It's the reason why there's all these Chicago shows is because somebody got upset that everything is set in New York and by God, we're Chicago. We need our own shows. And then they started it off.
Yeah. Which look, I grew up in Chicago, but those shows are terrible. And I have no reason to watch those shows, even though I'm from there. It's like, oh man, yeah, it'd be really, look at that. I know where that is. Oh, no. Zero interest. I don't know how anyone watches it. I'm sorry for the actors. Like, love you guys. You probably do a good job and you're trying to make a living. But those shows just are so cheesy.
So USA Today, USA Network let me down, but AMC is coming through strong. One of my movies that was on my list, I didn't get a chance to say it out loud, but Braveheart is on my list and it is on AMC right now.
Oh, that's a good one. Another one, Saving Private Ryan. I never turned it
off. I watch
it
over and over.
I act like I've never seen it before. Can't help it. Everything, you know what?
I cry every time. I choke up right at the end.
Dude, you know what I saw that I actually stopped and sat down and just couldn't believe it? Castaway. I don't know what, I mean, everything Tom Hanks touches is gold. That dude is really good at what he does. But Castaway, I just found myself enthralled in that movie again. And also, it's like a time warp when you watch movies that are from the, you know, the mid-90s like that and the references they make. And you're just like, oh my God, that was a thing?
Like, it's because it reminds you that the mid-90s were 20 years ago, 25 years ago.
No, let's not do that. It's a horrible thing to do, Diesel.
Are you going to go see the new Mr. Rogers movie?
Oh, I have to.
It's going to be great. I know I just hope it takes a dark turn.
Oh,
you know,
if
it was directed by M. Night Shyamalan, come on. Tell me you wouldn't watch that.
Oh, I don't know that I would. It's like super uncomfortable when you take childhood memories and make them really dark and twisted like that. Like, what did they do? They over-dramatized United 93. The Tom Hanks one where he's the the guy that landed in the Hudson.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I don't know.
Sully.
Sully.
Yeah, yeah. And they like made that one really dark and like it was really PTSD about the crash and stuff. And when you ask Sullivan about it in all his interviews, he's like super chill, totally accurate. I don't know. I don't like that. I don't like that. I will see the Mr. Rogers movie, though. Hopefully it's not too cheesy. That's my biggest concern. When things get cheesy, I'm out. I don't want them dark, but I also don't want them cheesy. Okay, Derek Fogel filling in straight up with Sturge. We got a little sidetracked. That's okay. Coming up next, growing pains. They're tough to go through, especially if you are the Carolina Panthers. I'm talking about Kyle Allen. You got to give those growing pains some time. You might not like the sound of that. I'll explain more next. ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, it is. You want to chime in, text in, call in, 71307. That's the text. Start your text with ESPN. And a texter says, no, it's Clay C. Shout out to Clay C on the text line. She's just saying there's something I should get hooked on, and that's Treadstone, the Bourne-based series, the Jason Bourne-based series that airs on USA. I don't know. I don't really get hooked on series. I'm kind of lame. I can honestly say that I've watched two series in my entire life, one of them being Blue Mountain State, the other being Black Sails. Very, very far different ends of the spectrum. If you don't know what Blue Mountain State is, I guess go watch a trailer.
Is that a show about a scrappy football team or something?
Wait, you don't know what Blue Mountain State is?
No, I don't know what it is.
Are you serious?
I don't know what it is.
You're lying.
I really don't know.
No, you're lying. You're lying.
I really don't know.
Okay.
But we don't need to get into it. We'll talk about it off the air.
Okay, well, it's just a really inappropriate college football series that everything's a big joke and there's...
Oh, okay, see, I was partly right.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, I was making a joke that it was Blue Mountain State. I figured it was about meth or something.
No, I thought you were joking and just wanted me to say something inappropriate on the air. Okay, well, no, that makes sense. All right, I'll tell you more about Blue Mountain State. And then Black Sails, it's about pirates. It was Starz or HBO or Starz.
I vaguely remember it. I didn't watch it, but I remember
it. Oh, really good. It only has four seasons, so it was a great, pretty quick watch, even though it took me like years because I lost my friend that had a Starz subscription.
Who has a Starz subscription?
Yeah, well, it comes with HBO, and I only had one friend that had it, you know, sharing passwords and all that good stuff. But I don't know how we got here. We were talking TV series. Oh, that's how. Yeah. So Treadstone, no, I'm not going to watch it, but I still get hooked on the Bourne series anytime it comes on TV. If you have, you know what? Mark Ryan actually texted me. He says that he cries like a baby every time with Castaway when his wife won't leave with him with Tom Hanks. If you have a movie that you cannot turn off whenever it comes on and you watch it like you've never seen it before like I do, feel free to text it in. It's always interesting to see what hooks people. Although there are only so many movies that incessantly air on TV, being Wedding Crashers and Gladiator, which I was hooked on Gladiator for a while. Guilty, Russell Crowe, he's great. 71307, start that text with ESPN. You can call too, whatever. Call with your list of movies. I don't care. 844-477-3776. Maybe it'll make your Monday better.
Derek, isn't it amazing the reaction you get from somebody when you tell them that you don't watch the show that they incessantly binge?
Yes.
It's like telling them that their child is ugly.
Yes. Yes.
I don't watch X show. You have to. You have to. It's so good.
Or did you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay, thank God. I'm not the only one.
No.
Friends were obsessed with, what's the one? Oh, Westworld. People are obsessed with that right now. It's weird. It's sci-fi. Watched one episode, was told I would see female nudity, and saw the opposite. So I no longer am interested. Let's see. Texter,
if you want
says,
female nudity, Spartacus is your show.
Yeah, I remember seeing a few episodes of that. That's like 10 years ago now, yeah, almost, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a good throwback. Texter says Forrest Gump or Jurassic Park. You know, I'm not a huge Jurassic Park guy, but Forrest Gump, my girlfriend gets so mad at me because I will watch that through and through every single time if it's on. Love Forrest Gump. Tom Hanks again. He has such a way of putting life in perspective, or at least he always has those movies.
If you really want to upset the Gumpers, tell them that The Secret Life of Walter Mitty is basically just Forrest Gump with Ben Stiller.
Is it really?
It kind of. It's a guy who's got to travel the world looking for someone else, and he gets himself into funny situations. You know, I mean, I've barely paid attention to it, but it's like it's the same reaction you get when you tell somebody that tell somebody who's a parent and they talk about having a kid being so hard. You're like, well, I got a dog. It's basically the same thing. They're like, oh, no, it's not. It's not even the same thing. It's that same reaction you get.
See, but I also hate the people that say, well, Forrest Gump's a terrible movie. Jenny's on drugs and a horrible person. And I'm like, you're missing the point of the movie. If
she
that
was,
is what
but that's what makes
on.
It great.
That's the whole thing. Everyone has their Jenny Diesel. That's the message. Everyone has their dream, their hope that isn't what they think it is. Blew your mind, I hope, if you're a listener. Go rewatch Forrest Gump with that in mind. You know what? This is a sports radio program. And
yeah, but we're talking about real life right now.
Yeah, I know. We're putting things in perspective. Let's not do that too much more because it's not the self-help hour on ESPN Upstate. It is, in fact, the football hour, sort of. We talked about South Carolina. We talked about Clemson. Now, I just got to dig in here on the Panthers a little bit. I know people were really upset and have been getting progressively more upset with Kyle Allen, with the turnovers, the interceptions, the not getting rid of the ball, although the offensive line is definitely a work in progress. They need help. The O-line does. Without someone as mobile as Cam, it really shows. Also, just side note, McCaffrey is one of the best all-purpose offensive players ever. You know that already. Back to Kyle Allen. Yeah, growing pains are going to happen. People that want to move on from your quarterback this quickly, like, do you realize how the dude has just risen? He needs a second. Give the guy a second, for the love of God. He hasn't really had time to develop, even if you consider his college career. He got yanked because of Kyler Murray at A&M, then went to U of H, kind of had some movement there. Is he's been fighting for a spot, finally gets it, has some success. You know he's capable, although it's tough to decide, you know, like, where do you draw the line with what the, like, is it beginner's luck or is it the real talent that you can build behind? That's always the tough thing. We can discuss that tomorrow. But then also a huge takeaway from Sunday, we talked about this, Diesel, a couple weeks ago. I can't remember when exactly, but I said how it's time to totally move on from replay, just nix it, it's done, they don't get it right intentionally. We have further proof of that after Sunday. I know you're not an NFL guy, Diesel, but you had to have seen it. The DeAndre Hopkins pass interference that was not called, and he's in the end zone, dude is draped on him, has his left his feet totally draped on him, and they review it, officials say, nope, it's clean. We've officially hit that fork in the road. Because of that play. Do you know? You saw it, didn't you, Diesel? You had to have. It was everywhere.
No, I haven't seen it.
Are you serious?
I was so embroiled in the whole Colin Kaepernick thing this weekend that I didn't see that.
Oh, my God. Blue Mountain State and the DeAndre Hopkins defensive pass interference. Go watch right now. I'm offended. But, yeah, man, we're at that fork in the road. The NFL doesn't want to turn anything over. Even if it's flagrant as it was, you have to either go away from it altogether or you're going to review every single play and you need to have literally a law firm sitting in there with the NFL as they make these decisions, because there's money that's changing hands now. There's players' career. I mean, there's no way when this collective bargaining agreement comes up, there is absolutely no way it gets done within like a year and a half. It just won't happen. You're going to miss an NFL season, period, because the officials are so bad, because the league is so bad, won't admit that they're wrong, won't admit that they're corrupt. It is at that point. It is amazing. And that was one of the big takeaways from Sunday, no matter what game you were watching. Actually, you know what? It took center stage because all the other games were so bad. There were very few games that were good to watch. You had the fun ending for the Cardinals and Niners. Pretty decent game for the Patriots and Eagles. And then, I mean, I guess the Rams-Bears game was close, but it was heinous, as I said before. So that took center stage for the NFL. Yikes. But to my main point, give Kyle Allen a minute here. Hasn't really had the opportunity to grow. And when you look at the schedule the rest of the way for the Panthers, they're looking at probably 8-8, 7-9. You might as well just test it and see what you've got. This season took a really weird turn because of everything that happened with Cam and the way Kyle Allen actually did step up and have a really good look early on. Now it's trending back downwards. You're going to find yourself in the middle of the pack. You're going to have to do things in the draft and probably make some trade, maybe using Cam as trade bait. Give Kyle Allen a minute, all right? I know why you're mad. Four picks is very frustrating, but you haven't seen enough. That's the biggest thing. You need the numbers. You need the time. It's really hard to get that in a 16-game season. It's much easier in basketball and baseball. Give Kyle Allen a minute. Wouldn't you love to have an extra couple minutes if you're trying to learn something, you're training in a new job? Give him a break. All right, that's my only plea. All right, I have a question for you, Diesel, on the other side of the break. It revolves around birthday presents, and we'll see how woke you are. I will leave it at that. Derek Fogle filling in straight up with Sturge, ESPN Upstate. All right, so there's always a random topic that seems to hijack the show, and this is the one that it's going to be today, and I'm totally cool with it. The movie or show that when it's on TV, you can't turn away from it. You act like you've never seen it before. I've got a few. The Bourne series, Jason Bourne, that is, Dumb and Dumber, Forrest Gump, The Dark Knight, and Diesel, you named yours. Braveheart is on your list. There's a few. And of course, we got to go to the phone lines because Brad also has his stop and watch and can't help it movie or series. Brad, what's going on? What can't you turn off?
There's four I was going to add to the list. The Young Guns, The Patriot, Shawshank Redemption, and The Green Mile.
Oh my gosh, those are, yeah, you know what, Shawshank Redemption got a little overplayed.
Yeah, he's into the heavy stuff, I could tell.
Yeah, that one I feel like I've seen too many times. Green Mile also is it. I can't believe I'm saying that about a great Morgan Freeman movie,
right?
I would never go away from that, but that's a good list. And you know what, I think we're actually at the point where it's hard if you don't have an emotional attachment for some reason to one of the actors. Like, I think Tom Hanks is one of the best ever, so I'll always watch his movies. I don't know. What, Tim Robin? Is that the guy's name?
And, yeah, Tim Robbins.
Yeah, like, what else did he do? You know, he didn't. Young Guns is an interesting one, too. I don't think I've ever noticed that on TV. So maybe this guy, he's just throwing it in the VHS.
It's probably a TNT type show, you know, because TNT used to play a lot of Westerns, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Or he's throwing it in the VHS. I wouldn't put it past him. Good for you, Brad. If you have the VHS still cooking, I'm proud of you. So I have a question for you, Diesel. Birthday fundraisers on Facebook. You seen them?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Is this really what you want for your birthday? I'll call it like it is, okay? It feels like you're trying to prove how woke you are these days. And you want $200 for your cause. It seems cool, but like, is it really going to do something? Like, wouldn't your participation in an event that a foundation routinely does be more effective? Clearly, I'm not woke at all, but I just want someone to buy me dinner and maybe a new shirt for my birthday, since I wear and have clothes like from high school and college that I'm pictured in on Facebook. You know,
yeah, it's not great doing those 10 year later photos wearing the same T-shirt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's all I want for my birthday. And you know what? That's like $50, dinner and a shirt. But I'm not woke. Are you going to be one of those people that does a Facebook fundraiser for your birthday?
No, I won't be able to have fun with it. It's my day. It's not somebody else's day.
Am I a bad
I'm not
person?
That giving. I'm not that giving. I'm selfish.
Okay, so are we bad people for not wanting to do Facebook fundraisers for our birthdays?
No, and it's the people who try to make you feel bad because they did it, and you should feel bad because you're not doing it too. Get out of here. Take me to Frankie's Fun Park. Let's go go-kart riding, and let's hit in the batting cage. That's what I want to do for my birthday.
My man, I just want a bouncing castle.
Yeah.
Like, is that so hard to ask? And maybe a new shirt. It's really not that difficult. All right, coming up next.
Bouncy house and a new shirt.
That's it. Not a whole lot. Biggest stories from Saturday. You hate to see it with Tua and more. Our observations from a fun weekend of football. That's next. ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.